A domain registration is a gift that keeps on giving for all the geeks in your life. Do your shopping at GoDaddy.com. Listen to this podcast for a special code that you can use to get great discounts at GoDaddy.com.
She's straight from the gutter.
Here with Seven in Berlin's, we're on the staircase. Hi, he said. And we're going to start schlepping around. We're going to the Holocaust Memorial to have some challah. And it's unseasonably warm, of course, because we're coming to the end of our species life, or whatever you call it.
Okay, we're going to go this way. Okay. And we have to go down into the train station so I can buy a day ticket. We should get one too, and then we could go find the bus.
Oh, that sounds fun. The last time we did a podcast like this was when we saw that midget being carried away. Yeah. Or was it an elf?
Yeah, I remember that. And we walked all the way from Rosa Luxemburg Platz.
Rosa Parks. Yeah. So anyway, what else is new here? We have to keep talking because I can't have dead air on this fucking shit.
Right. Okay, so right now it's unseasonably warm in December here.
I just said that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. And what I don't know what else.
Well, you were saying you got fat and then you had to go on a diet for the first time in your life.
Yeah, that was awful. I quit smoking about...
God, I'm hungry.
I quit smoking, and then, of course, I was just eating. I substituted constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable how I couldn't stop. It was never ending. And then, of course, you know, the only logical conclusion to happen was that it just... You get fat.
And, straight from the gutter.
I caught it early enough so that it just took a few weeks of dieting and... exercising every day.
That's good. That's the podcaster's poundage. But you know, most of us just ignore it and keep eating.
Oh, no, I couldn't deal with it. I was immediately doing an hour of yoga every day and sit-ups. And
plain or a blueberry?
Huh. Ooh, one.
I love how people, like, try to run people over here. That's odd. Especially little kids.
I usually try to do at least 100 sit-ups a day.
Oh.
And eating lots of fruits and vegetables and grapes. Being really lesbian.
You'd better stay away from portable media conventions and podcasting things.
That'll make me fat?
No, you'll just be ridiculed for being 1/8 of their size. Oh. They're all behemoths over there in this podcasting convention world.
Well, I'm going to start a new trend. Fit podcasters.
Yeah, you can do a fitness show with your yogurt.
Do they have one of those on the pod show?
Yes.
I was wondering, like, you know, remember when in the early 80s, late 70s, when they had the 20-minute workout?
Yeah, with Janet Jackson. Oh, no, Jane Fonda.
Yeah, actually.
Are those vagina breads again? What are those called?
What?
Those vagina breads.
Vagina breads. Oh, those are Turkish pizza.
Turkish pizza. It's a little colder than I thought. Oh, wow.
Okay,
I hope my vagina warms me up.
So, how was the convention? You had a lot of fun, huh?
Well, I liked the one in Milan, yes. It was fun.
Did you get eaten out?
Oh, did I? No, I don't think I got eaten out in, since I've... Actually, probably since I was in either here or Berlin last time. Yeah.
What about Slovenia? No?
Slovenia, no. There's like, there was... It didn't seem like there was much in the way of a gay life there that I could tell.
Wow.
That's the problem with these small cities.
All the gay Slovenians come to Berlin.
Although there was this woman in Tallinn who I had sex with. She was a Kurd. I thought she said turd at first.
I was about to say.
Yeah, I had sex with a turd. Actually, she really was a curve. Kurds like Jews, you know, seriously. Jews? Because they don't, yeah, Kurds like Jews, I forget why. It's all a hate contest, you know, who hates who the most. You get to be your best friend as a race. All that crap.
Well, so now we're going down to the
Uber. We're going downstairs to the Uber Inn. Oh, that hurt my ear. Look at all these Christmas bushes. I like how their Christmas trees are like the 1 inch high. That's great. So much better. Bit of Antwerp. Do we get the ticket now?
Oh. On the other side where we can take the...
Oh, right. That's a loud train. Oh, I just ripped my money. How much will this day pass cost?
It's €5.80.
Oh, Christ. But these are expensive here, this train.
Yeah. It's really stupid.
Yeah, this is expensive. It was a lot cheaper in Italy, for sure.
Prague was something like, what, I think 75 krona? Or not krona, what's Prague? What's, I forget,
I don't know.
Prague money.
Was
Prague
it?
Is really cheap, though.
Yeah. She says, what did she, whacked and she get your vention terabyte?
Huh?
I'm just reading the German.
Do you want to give me your money and I just get two?
Sure.
Mary.
Yeah. Spy.
Spy. So.
And then we count the money.
Do you have 80 cents?
I don't know. It's your money, not mine. I mean, your country's money.
Okay. There we go. So, now, it's Calvin.
And you're putting the money in now. Stake it in. Oh, there's our train.
No, we're taking a bus.
A bus? Oh, Christ, I don't think I've ever taken a bus in Berlin.
Oh, they're nice.
Why did we come downstairs, then? Just to buy the ticket?
To buy the ticket, because you can't buy the Tagus card on the bus.
Oh, good
they're
God.
They're really assholes, though.
And the bus driver always checks to see if you have it?
Yes.
Asshole.
I don't know.
If I tell him I'm Jewish, he won't, because he's afraid of being accused of anti-Semitism.
Okay, you should try that and see where it gets you.
Yeah, right.
Didn't we give you a memorial?
Yeah, that's where we're going.
That's not nice to say.
Who cares?
Okay.
Okay.
Here you go.
So we have 24 hours now?
Yeah, we're good until about 3 in the morning.
Did the train still run then?
Fridays and Saturdays they run all night. And the rest of the time, they run until about 12:30, and then you can take the night bus, and sometimes the Straßenbahn or...
Prolapsbahn.
I think the Ringbahn works all night, regardless.
The what? Ring?
Ringbahn. That's the S-Bahn that goes in the circle of the city.
Like
it's
a ring pirate.
Confusing when you think about it. You're coming in for the first time, and you've got the Straßenbahn, the bus, the S-Bahn, and the U-Bahn.
And the prolapse bomb. Don't forget that.
Ride that all night, darling. I need to find the M41.
So, and this will take us right to the Challe?
That will take us to Ebertstrasse, and then it's a 5-minute walk to the...
Can we get a wiener when we get there?
Yeah, they have nice ones, actually.
I'd like a wurst.
Yeah, they have a... I think... Like bratwurst, or do you want a currywurst?
I don't want currywurst. I had that yesterday.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean. Huh. With the carrot.
Oh, shit. I wonder if that's a... What is that? M what?
41?
That's it. That's what we need.
Okay, let's run then. We're running. Oh, I'm fat. My thighs are chafing. Oh, my thighs chafed for nothing.
Even
shut up. Why were you running behind me?
Wow.
Oh, my God, I'm going to die from all that breathing. Well, maybe we should get our... Okay. Oh, they have a schedule because we're in Germany. Let's see. We just stamped our card.
It's running at 5 minutes.
Every 5 minutes?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No. What is this?
Well, you got a note from someone. Is it cocaine, maybe?
No.
Okay.
I don't know who this is. Oh, this is the lady who did my translation for my birth certificate.
Oh. Let's see, HGTV for only 3,200 euros. Why the fuck would you spend that much on a TV?
How much is that in American money? What do you think? That's like 4,500?
Yeah, what? Something like that.
What is the exchange rate now? Is it 72 cents still, or is it...
It's, yeah, something shitty. All I know is it's the worst it's ever been.
Oh.
As usual.
The M41.
Already? Wow. How about this?
Talk about service.
Yeah, here it is. Okay. Should we go? Should we go to the black of the bus? Let's see. How about here? This looks pretty. Oh my God.
So we just keep looking. We wait for Ebertstrasse.
Ebertstrasse. Now for the audience, you have to really see this, because I'm actually, these seats in Germany are so small, I'm actually taking up two of them.
Is Roger Ebert still in the hospital?
How the fuck should I know?
Because you live in Chicago.
I didn't know he was in the hospital.
He was dying of cancer or something.
That was Gene Siskel.
But I thought, no, he had an operation or something. When you read the movie reviews, he's not doing it anymore. They keep saying he's recovering or something.
Oh. Well, I hope he doesn't die, because then we'll have to have another theater with boring film festivals in Chicago.
Yeah, they need one more.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, what's going on in Chicago lately, is it?
You know what? I've been away from Chicago more than I've been there this year by far, so I don't have the slightest fucking clue. I've been home for about 4 months.
Yeah?
Total. Well,
that's not nice.
No, it is, actually.
You go back next week, right?
Yes. I'm scheduled.
Maybe you just stay in Berlin?
Yeah. The only things I have to be back for is a psychiatrist, but you know, I can always. You know, get.
Can you just send an email?
Yeah.
Escape your shrink?
Yeah, well. Most of the drugs I have refills left anyway. It's just the shit that I don't like anyway. But he gave me this anxiety medication because I was having the headaches. I don't know. It's like Klonopin or Xanax or something.
Xanax is nice.
No, I don't like those
really
drugs.
Like it. Xanax is great. It's like Valium without all the side effects and waking up.
Yeah, except it's addictive.
Well, yeah.
That's the problem, is it's nice to relieve anxiety, but I don't like feeling dependent, especially since I have a history of such things. So I've only been taking half of the dose he recommended.
You know, I have the same volume prescription that I've had for 2.5 years. I don't think I can become addicted to that stuff. It's,
Valium?
Yeah. I've had, because I've literally had, I think, maybe 60 pills. In my prescription, and I've had it for about 2.5 years, and I've still got at least half a bottle.
You take it when you're prolapsed, rectally from getting fisted.
Well, yeah, I would take it when I was partying a lot more, and I'd come home and need to get some sleep. But now I don't do that stuff anymore. So.
And did you get fisted?
When?
Okay, that answers my question.
You want to see?
No. I don't need to see your Kelly Flower. Kelly Lewis.
Yeah. She's in there.
She's in there.
Singing.
Kelly Flower.
Bend over. Hello, this is Kelly Lewis.
Hey, this is Seven's Asshole. And I take fists and it's really great. Let me do this. This t-shirt, it's from Urban Outfitters. It's red.
Did you get fisted?
No. I have vaginally fisted a woman, though.
It's about to ask, do lesbians fist each other?
Oh, sure, sure. Well, we have huge cunts, because we're generally fat.
Nice.
Oh, I have to talk about yeast. It's my new rule. I have to talk about yeast in every show.
Okay.
Go you.
Go, oh, yeast. I don't have yeast.
Well, somebody was telling me, it was Amy who got the colonics. You know, she spent the week at the duty spa in Thailand. She said that one guy was there.
Obnoxious on this bus.
Because he had a boyfriend. Uh-huh. Is it me?
No.
Okay. He had a boyfriend who gave him yeast infections in his colon. Fucking.
Wait a minute.
So he has to do these colonics. I know, it's probably more like. What? Yeah.
Who is it? Did you know you could get a yeast infection in your throat?
Yeah, isn't that thrush?
Thrush?
I think so.
Is that a new thing?
It's not new, I think it's for real. Thrush. Yeast.
Yeast in your throat. That's weird. But not uncommon, I guess. I think you can also get it in your eye.
In your eye?
Uh-huh. Ooh. Maybe even your ear. Have a strange belief.
Yeast. That was pretty good. We talked about yeast.
Okay, yeah.
It's great.
Do you think that, are there different kinds of yeast?
Yes.
How they have different strains of viruses?
Well, yeah, there's the yeast that goes to make bread, and then there's the yeast for your vagina.
It's not the same?
No, it's different breeds. It's candida in your vagina. I don't know what the brewer's yeast is called. I think it's just called... Chlamydia.
Maybe if you sit in a vat of barley.
A hot tub.
Yeah.
Like the Korean women.
Yeah, look, I'm making beer.
Yeah. Is this still west? It must be, right?
Yeah. This is still the west.
There's no trams. This looks like pretty houses here. Is this the opulent?
Yeah, this is my cone.
My cone?
My cone.
Which is you said this is like a ghetto. This is nice.
Oh, no, this is the nice part.
Oh, it's very nice.
I think it's a matter of perception. Like, it's, they say it's sort of ghetto and scary, but it looks better than Friedrichshain.
I heard that Yitzhak Perlman used to see his prostitutes here.
Really?
Yes.
In Neukölln?
Uh-huh.
Oh. I'm sure there's plenty of them.
Right. Violinists? Prostitutes?
Probably more prostitutes than violinists.
Okay.
I don't know.
It'd be fun to go to a prostitute that plays the violin.
That'd be hot.
With her feet. So, we're in Neukölln. Jean, Umlautville. And Doner Kebab for a change. Shredded meat. They shave the meat here with a big, it's like a nasty looking vibrator. It's weird. It is an epilady. Epilezy. Yeah, it looks like an epilady.
Those are only the modern ones. They still got the guys who do it with the big knives.
Oh, yeah, I think the knives look a little more.
I have to admit, I mean,
real.
It does look a little strange.
Yeah, especially because it has the consistency of like a human body, the way the meat jiggles. Like it just kind of goes jiggle, jiggle, and then they're shaving it. It's just creepy. It's very, very, very World War II.
God.
Speaking of, we're on the way to the Holocaust Memorial to get a call.
Have you been there before?
Yes.
Okay. I ran into it by accident once.
I've never been there with a video camera, though.
I keep meaning to go. I should have brought mine.
You know what's interesting is the visitor information center is actually physically in the same place where Hitler's bunker was.
Uh-huh.
That's freaky.
It's justice.
I suppose.
In sort of a posthumous way, as you say that?
I don't know.
Posthumous justice.
I don't use that
poetic
word.
Justice.
Yeah. I think, though, I kind of feel weird, like, to me, they kind of should have just kept it like before they had it. They kept it the way it was. They just had it locked up, and I kind of like that. I don't know that I like the idea of changing it and erasing the herstory, you know?
It's not. It's sort of...
Oh, you mean they didn't change it?
No, I mean, they changed it for sure, but I don't know if they really erased history, but...
Herstory.
Herstory, okay.
Ah, don't you know anything about feminism?
Sorry, I don't speak
so insensitive. So insensitive you are.
I'm hearing that all the time.
Great, now I had to talk Yoda. Yoda. And Brenda.
But anyway, I don't think it's really erasing history. It's,
why?
It's cool because it's, you know, it's the bunker. It's sort of, I don't know.
I don't know, though.
I think it preserves the history in a way. Otherwise, it's just going to get all crumpled up and probably cave in at some point and forgotten. Right now, it'll never be forgotten.
Yeah, that's true.
Whoa.
Ooh, girl. Almost got hit by a truck.
Dang, truck.
Is that a hotel? That looks nice.
You know, I've never seen that before. Esther. That must be cool.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, what is going on with this bus?
It's an accordion bus. It always sucks to be in the back of an accordion bus. I always go to the black of the bus, though. I don't know.
Is that not insensitive to say the black of the bus?
No, I sit back. You must be insensitive for hearing things.
Damn it.
Okay. I'm very sensitive because lesbians are by nature. You can't accuse a lesbian of racism, anti-feminism, anti-Semitism, or prolapse.
Accuse you of misogyny. Right?
Oh my God, you know what I read today?
What?
Dick Cheney's daughter's pregnant. The lesbian.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, they did some lesbian insemination.
Melissa Etheridge's baby?
Yes. Isn't that cool? Like, how is he going to acknowledge that? This should be an interesting business.
That's really
He'll probably just invade another country. That's what he does when his daughter does stuff.
He's probably going to just not even admit to anything.
I have this theory that the whole reason for Iraq's war is because Dick Cheney acting out passive-aggressively at his daughter for being a lesbian. That's the whole thing.
But how does that explain fuckheads like Donald Trump?
He's just senile.
Okay, that explains.
I mean, you know, he's senile. It's not his fault. Remember when I was in the mental hospital, the lady kept screaming for a chocolate shake? I mean, you take her out of the mental hospital, you say you're in charge of the Defense Department. Is it her fault if she invades a country with no, you know, and does insane things and wants to nuke Iraq?
Yeah, I guess that's true. I can't believe that he was actually in charge. But after I saw that video that on the internet, like what he was saying during the Cold War times and shit.
Oh, what was that? I didn't see that.
Oh, Jesus.
Ate my ass.
That was that video, and he was... Which administration was that? That was part of the Nixon administration? No. It was...
He was involved with, I think, Ford. No, Reagan. I don't fucking know.
It was Reagan, and it was George... Was it George Bush Sr. too?
Maybe. It might be.
But in the Cold War time, he wasn't Secretary of Defense at that point. He was just some sort of expert or something, and he was talking about how they're... What? Was he the one who was saying that they're secretly building weapons?
Yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I know what movie. You're talking about the Power of Nightmares.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he was... created this whole... They've done it... Yeah, all the stuff they're doing, they did before in the Cold War. Like, about the nuclear submarine.
Uh-huh.
They said that the Soviets have a new kind of sonar that doesn't use sound.
Right. You know, it's so funny because I know everybody has seen this video except for me until last week, but I was so affected by it.
Oh, well, guess what? It's time to end for the serious people. You can go to yeastradio.com and go fuck yourself.
Uh-huh.
If you want. We're going to keep talking just a little bit till we get to the Hala.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to see the Century of the Self, which is just as...
Which one is that about?
Meaningful. Well, it's about how... how the whole reason why America sucks is because of... It's basically from public relations. And which started from Freud. Like, all the advertising you see, like, everything that controls the corporate world, pretty much, all comes from this guy, Bernays, who was Freud's nephew. And some around the 1920s or so, Bernays got, you know, Freud's book or something, and he started using
like all this, it's all about speaking to the subconscious self.
Well, it sounds sort of like, yeah, sounds somewhat Abby Hoffman.
Right. So this is what's been basically running everything. So that's why, for example, the Karl Rove has been so successful, because they're not marketing to you. They're not even speaking to you. They're speaking to your subconscious, which is a totally different thing. That's why they just want you to be afraid.
That's why they just say fear, fear, yeah. fear.
They want you to have a protector. It's all speaking to dream world. It's complete psychology.
Wow.
And this points that out completely and thoroughly.
Yeah. Is that on the internet too?
Yeah. It's on Insane Films. I posted it.
Oh. Yeah, I want to see that. That sounds interesting.
It's the same director as...
what was his name?
I forget. Pretzel McGee or something.
Okay. Because it's typical BBC voice.
Yeah, it's got the dramatic sound effects and music. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, yeah, the editing with the explosions. Today we are going to discover fear.
Yeah. Fear and bloating. All right, so we're back. Anyway, so I didn't play any of my show number 500 clips, so I'm going to play those now. Here they are.
Miss Weinstein, this is the gay trucker. I have a comment. Turn down the volume because I'm about to yell. Volume because I'm about to yell.
You big fat dyke. This is Steve Harris from Wales, his butt plug. Congratulations on your 500th show. Recently, certain people have been trying to tell you what you should or shouldn't be saying on your show, mostly that you should be talking about vaginal yeast. As it happens, I've been listening to a few of your early shows over the last couple of months because I needed more lesbian in my life, and here are some clips to help you get back to talking about what you talked about back then, if that makes any sense. Anyway, here you are from the middle of January 2005.
We voted for this bastard, well, the majority of us did, and you know what I'm talking about. I mean, and it's like, I don't have to tell anybody who to vote for. All I have to tell people is how to fucking think. It's so fucking obvious.
And here you are again, talking about vaginal yeast, also in January 2005.
I just feel that it's completely hopeless for this country. You know, I started losing hope with Reagan, and I completely lost it with Bush number two.
Just for some variety, here you are sucking up to Adam Curry. Those were the days.
And what the fuck is Adam Curry doing putting a goddamn photo montage of the goddamn president on his weblog? I mean, yeah, if it were like a human being and not the Antichrist in those pictures, it might be interesting to see what the president does.
And finally, here are some parting words direct from your whorehole.
A lot of us in America are conditioned to get over things, and we're supposed to be this, and we're supposed to be diplomatic and get over shit. Well, you know what? Madge Weinstein isn't like that. Madge Weinstein holds grudges. Madge Weinstein takes a long time to get over shit. And Madge Weinstein is a mean fucking dyke.
So happy 500th show, you ugly whore. Keep talking about that vaginal yeast. Love you. Bye.
Hello, Steve. Steve, you are a gentleman and a bottom. And let's see, I wasn't going to comment on these comments, but now that I've already heard that, I feel like I have to. Thank you so much, Steve. But I want to say, Steve, since the first days when your audio quality sucks with that goddamn shitty computer noise, and it was complaining because it was a PC, but it was really a Macintosh. Oh, yes, I remember these things, being a lesbian. I have a memory like my thighs of an elephant. And, but I want to ask you, your sound quality is excellent, Tim. It sounds like it's in stereo, so tell me what you're using now. What are you doing with the microphone? How are you doing this sound? I'm actually recording mine slightly differently this time. I'm using the Editorial device directly as a microphone, just using the phones out. Oh, who cares? Anyway, here's another comment from someone for my birthday. Prolapse.
Hello, Madge. Roger here. Would you mind answering me a question about human rights? I was at work this afternoon and wondered if you thought it was fair that it's perfectly acceptable for a dog to sniff a woman's crotch, yet when a person does it, things get very nasty. I really do feel crushed by this regime we call democracy and its so-called lawmakers, and want to know your opinion. Bye for now, Roger.
Roger, you're an idiot. You're really stupid. That's what I think. No, really, though. It reminds me of a story when I was in the elevator over Tel Aviv Towers. I may or may not have already related to you on these internets. The tubes. I need my tubes tied, but that's another issue. So I was on the elevator with Chauncey, or maybe it was Trotsky back then. No, I think it was Chauncey, because Trotsky's not a crotch sniffer. And Chauncey sniffed, there was this old woman. She looked kind of like Mrs. Bodenheimer in a squished face and a house dress. And Chauncey probably hadn't bathed in a week, you know. Probably one of these women that has only bathes at the beauty parlor, and that's just a shampoo. Otherwise, she goes around smelling like mothballs. But so she looked very mean, kind of pug-faced. And Chauncey goes and sort of sticks his nose under her dress. And the woman says, "That's the closest anyone's got to my crotch in years." Anyway, so thank you, Roger, for that. And you're insane. Here's the next comment.
Hi, Madge. Happy 500. I have a question for you. I am going to be going to a little shindig, an after, like a celebratory party with some lesbians in my feminist theory class. And I'm supposed to bring alcohol. And I was just wondering, what do lesbians drink? I realize that, you know, you're a sober lesbian, but what do lesbians drink? I don't really know. Anyway, thanks. Cheers.
You are such an idiot. Jägermeister. Next.
Madge, on Sirius tomorrow, the 6th of December, on LQ 106, between 6 and 9 p.m., the Derek and Romaine show, they're going to have the Feast of Fools. I don't know what hour I would tell you. I know you're in the Europeans, but you can listen to Sirius through the website streaming.
Ah, a turd! Oh, a turd! Oh, bad!
It worked for them.
Ah, a turd! Oh, a turd! Oh, bad!
Oh, shit, bud.
A turd! Oh, a turd!
Radio.
Oh, bad!
Oh, the humanity!
Hey, it's Angie B. Now, Madge, don't get your panties all in a bunch. You know, that's just going to irritate your yeast infection, and we don't want that. But who knew you were such a sensitive soul? I had no idea that you'd been harboring a grudge against me all this time. And let's talk about this. We're rational people, are we not? I don't want to have a feud with you. You know, you may be surprised to find that I have actually been tuning in to Yeast Radio from time to time. I've just been kind of a quiet listener. I don't send you audio feedback, so this is a first for me. But, of course, I heard you many times on the Daily Source Code, giving Adam and everyone else a tongue lashing. So I'm actually kind of excited to get my first tongue lashing from
you. Not
everyone
else.
Thanks. I really feel sort of honored to have a whole show named after me. Wow. I've really come up in the potosphere, haven't I?
Oh, what have I done?
To be perfectly honest, I was a little bit disappointed when you chastised, you know, Adam for the use of the word fag when you so liberally use the word cunt, because honestly, women don't like the word cunt any more than gay men like the word fag. It's just kind of didn't seem fair, so that is why I piped up.
I'm a woman and I
really
like the word cunt.
Retired the Madge persona. Yeah, I was listening.
What are you talking about?
Thought it was really brave, and I was excited for you to try something new.
I don't know what
and
she's
to,
talking about.
Expand
I was
your
sick.
Horizons and all, but
I was in the hospital,
I completely
getting lipo.
Understand why you would bring Madge back, because you know, Madge is popular, so
no, she's not.
You know, we all got to make a buck. I guess that's where on Pod Show, huh? But so I guess I thought that you were jealous because Adam had said that I was the sexiest voice in podcasting, when clearly you probably saw yourself as the sexiest voice in podcasting. I mean, truly, what could be sexier than a fat, bloated lesbian who's pissed off all the time? Hmm? Anyway. Let's call the dogs off. Let's be gal pals, Madge.
Yeah, but okay. So, Those of us who are secure about our sexiness of voice don't need to attack others. I could care less if Adam Curry thinks you have the sexiest voice. In fact, he thinks Pacific Coast Hellway is one of the funniest shows, so what the hell does that tell you? He also thinks that, well, I can't think of another example. Anyway, Angie Beast, thank you for the comment. I'm not even going to touch that cunt versus fag comment. It's been way dug into the ground. But I will say this. You can't say women. Well, you can say it. But you can't say, well, you can't say. You can't, can. You did. All right. So you say women don't like the word cunt. But some do. Some do. I had my thing lost power. But anyway, because some do like cunt. I like it because I am one and I have one. And so does my friend Cheryl Murkowski. And, well, I'm sure there's some other examples I just can't think of right now. But I think Joni Mitchell likes the word cunt. And so does Phyllis Schlafly. I think she might. Is Phyllis Schlafly dead? Gloria Steinem definitely loves the word cunt. We used to say cunt to each other all the time at the Lilith Fair. It's kind of an inside joke. Anyway, but thanks for the comment. And I'll try to think of a substitute word. I guess you didn't say you mind the word whore. Oh, and did I mention about the extra vocal nodules that come from sucking on Adam Curry's cock, which caused the so-called soothing sexy voice? Anyway, let's go back to the bus with the seven, and then we'll be done here. I don't give everyone a tongue lashing, by the way. You know, just a couple people once in a while, so don't, you know, get crazy. Weren't those clips good? Or?
Oh, that was hot. I really liked
that one over there.
I really liked it with you sitting on the boat.
What?
That's the sitting on the boat.
No,
right?
No. These are like audio comments that people sent.
Oh,
that's
sure.
What we listened to.
Okay.
Weren't you paying attention?
Can we do that again? Because I really thought that's what you were talking about.
No. Are you paying attention to the Strats?
What, the train?
Yeah. You know where we're going.
Yes.
Okay, so now we don't have to worry about dead air because it's over the serious parts.
So we can leave some dead air?
Yes.
What?
Oh, we have to get out? Okay. Did we miss our stop and zoom?
Must have, but I didn't.
I wouldn't have known that he said you have to get out. Is that what he said? You have to get out? Oh, that's the other bus. Oh, Christ, don't make me run again. Oh, the vagina. No, that bus is empty too. Look at me. I think did we miss the Strasse?
I don't know.
And turn around. Oh, Christ.
God damn it.
Okay. Oh, ask the guy, maybe.
Fahren Sie nach Eckertstraße.
Ja, ja.
This one? What is he saying? What's going on? But obviously there's a reason we're on this bus, right?
Because we gotta go back.
Oh, he's gonna turn around?
Yeah, this is M41, this is what we were on.
Oh, so now it's going to Hofbahnhof, which is the other way, right?
Right.
So we can see that fucking
idiot.
Tree.
Oh, my God.
So you just missed it while we were talking.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Now we're going to get to the monument in the dark again. The last time I went, it was in the dark.
God damn.
Christ, down at the
That's
giant.
Embarrassing. I hope it was the M41 and not the M49. No, it was the M41.
Frederick's Chain.
I get.
I know it was right near that big stupid Plotz, the new Plotz.
Damn it. Yeah, it's by Potsdamer Platz.
Yeah, yeah. So we could always just go to Hofbahnhof, right, and take some...
No, that's too far. It's on the other side.
But that's where they have that beautiful tree. Oh, that is east, right? East.
This is what I think we got on the wrong side anyway, because this isn't right. We're in Neukölln still.
What? What did you say about my cunt?
We're still in Neukölln. I think we got on the wrong side.
That could be.
Like, over at Hammerplatz. We should have been going in this direction in the first place.
You're right, because we're going so far west, and I remember it was right near the east-west business.
Right.
Stupid bitch.
Okay.
Man. Oh, well. At least I got to do my podcast. I'm going to stop recording now.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Said I had a mother that was a lesbian.
Your mother's a good-for-nothing fucking lesbian.
Said my real mother's a famous podcaster.
Your mom's Mad Weinstein.
Out there on the internet. She said her name is Mad Weinstein. I said,
get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podshow and Limelight Networks.
Ooh, I love it.